Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
To declare your independence on the Free Talk Live Network,
it's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
Welcome back. Welcome back. Declare your independence. Ernest Hancock of Free Talk Live Network of Genesis. This conversation that we're continuing with Sterling Lujan, a good friend for many years that's been heavily involved in cryptocurrencies and blockchain technology. And he also, a lot of the experts started trying to interface with the man, with fiat currencies, on brokerages, getting on the stock market, having their companies given the blessing and permission slip from the government. And that, I believe, was where we went wrong and was a big mistake and a waste of time. So now as we're getting into central bank digital currencies that are definitely going to say any and every competition is going to be counterfeit, why are we even interfacing with the fiat currencies of different governments? The cryptocurrencies work great just by themselves. So that's where this conversation is going. You know, the future is going to be. It's going to be, and we're discussing it. Enjoy.
So I'm just like, the problem is that they were dealing on DNS. They actually had this on the man's internet. You know, there's ways to transmit, you know, ones and zeros without using that. I mean, yeah, it used to be fax machines. I mean, crap. I mean, you dial up. I mean, what are we talking about? We're sending a text. I mean, this is nothing. You know, you do mesh networks. Satellites are coming. I mean, it is so possible. And the ones that interface, if they are not actively avoiding any interface, then I don't have time for them because I know where that goes. So right. It's those guys. Okay.
Yep, no, I hear you. And I want to, you know, kind of conclude my thoughts here with this by agreeing with you. As a person who has firsthand tried to interact with the system and tried to build a cryptocurrency business in this hostile environment, it is a waste of time, to say that nicely. There's also a chance that you could be harmed in the process or even end up in prison for not doing anything strictly illegal, just trying to build a cryptocurrency business and interact with the state and the system and abide by the regulation. It's never going to suit you because the system itself is against everything that you stand for. It is opposed to cryptocurrency. We saw this with Operation Checkpoint 2.0, which we briefly mentioned, and it just doesn't work, right? Unless you completely bend over for the system, like a lot of these exchange has.
Yeah.
Where now they have basically back door. They've given back.
So you can launder money through Ukraine. I mean, the Democratic Party. That's what was going on.
Yeah, I'll get you that list, Ernie. I have a few guys that can probably talk to you. Two of them come to mind directly, and there's probably a few other that will come to mind as well.
Yeah, I wanted to, you know, so people understand what we're up against. Operation Choke Point. Let me put it up. Operation Choke Point. You know, go ahead and talk about what you know about it while I bring up the thing.
Yeah, happy to. So just for some background, Operation Choke Point 1.0 was forget the presidential administration that was that headed it off at the time.
It was Obama.
That's what I thought as well. What in 100%
2013,
sure.
Yeah. But
yeah, that the idea was that whenever money services business as a new class of businesses emerged, what happened was the Obama administration had a policy of not saying that those businesses are illegal, and some of the big ones were like money exchangers, also early. I think.
Here's a list. It was anything in guns, porn actresses that had a bank account, pawn shops, coin dealers, payday loans, that kind of thing. The low hanging fruit. Okay, what they were looking at was social and economic engineering. They thought they could get away with this to give them the power to shut down bank accounts. Well, of course, your people aren't going to defend the porn actresses that had a bank account or the guy selling evil guns. And they, Operation Choke Point, they just shut down your credit cards, took your money, whatever. And it started in 13. It ended in August of 17 after a bunch of lawsuits and Kong finally they whatever dropped it. But now Operation Choke Point 2.0, which is with the same mindset, and what do they add on here? It's going to be crypto stuff.
Cryptocurrency. Also, cannabis has been in the crosshairs. You run a cannabis business,
right?
It's really hard to get a bank account. The thing with Operation Chokepoint 2.0 is it's mostly what we've got as whisperings and little hints that it's happened. There hasn't been any like public confirmation, quote unquote. So some people may call it a conspiracy theory, but I just want to make sure everyone in the audience knows that this isn't a conspiracy, that we experienced it firsthand. At our company, we had about 20 bank accounts total. We had over 10 bank accounts closed as a result of doing cryptocurrency business, and we had a great deal of money that was stolen for a time from the banks that we had to work really hard to get back, which we eventually did, seeing as we were doing nothing wrong in the first place. So it's actually happening whether people want to admit it or not. There's been a few congressmen who've talked about Operation Choke Point 2.0 and to put it into context. But the big thing that's happening as part of that initiative is that bank regulators are telling their lower-level banking partners to reject cryptocurrency companies or at very least make it extremely difficult for them to bank. So the system actively doesn't want you involved in or participating, especially in the U.S. And this is why human capital flight takes place, right? This is why a lot of cryptocurrency companies have moved abroad or have tried to leave the U.S.
Yeah, no, they're talking about, cryptocurrency in the system is a cancer. We got to root out, And the Choke Point 2.0 is the alleged coordinated efforts by my administration to cut the cryptocurrency industry off from the U.S. banking sector is the Securities and Exchange Commission's chemotherapy for a $14 billion Ponzi, blah, 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 blah. So this is, of course they're doing it. And I know why. Because they can. I mean, this is because they can. They are. I see crypto as people's money. It was easy to use it, so easy. I need to, I get on Play's butt, for Airbits and now Edge and all you guys that I want to have it. You can link it to your bank account and you can buy it. You can do this. You can buy crypto through this. I go, you know what I need? I need a button every time I use it on, account wallets I don't care about, that it buys that much plus 10%. I want a setting to where it's easy to spend it, easy to spend it, easy to spend it, and then you don't have any, and then it shoots to the moon. Nope. I want when I spend it, I'm getting it, So I can even maybe a little bit more. So if somebody has that feature, I'm all about that, too. But then that's an exchange thing. Then you're dealing with and you're giving somebody, it's a thing. So you have to take responsibility for your own transactions. Well, this is... The Choke Point 2.0 is to target the emergence of exactly what we've been talking about because they see it coming. No matter how much bad press they get, no matter how, and anybody that knows anything, you look at it and you go, yeah, because everybody gave their money to this exchange and then they spent it. Duh. Don't do that again, okay? So this is... so simple for a lot of us that from the beginning understood where the pitfalls were and how to avoid it. So we're fine. But do I have to interface with the U.S. dollar? No. Then what? Then what is it? So I, you know, I make a bunch on a crypto. Oh, I say, all right, good, sell it, buy more silver while they're manipulating that down. So, but if I could use it just like I would in a festival transaction with a silver dime of get whatever and I'm done, you know, and I could use crypto the same way internationally, I'm all over it. And I know Choke.2.0 knows this too. So they're looking for a brick and mortar. They're looking for an address. They're looking for a name. They're looking for a bank account. They're looking for anything that they have jurisdiction of, they can do it. And if you do it through, I don't know, just friends, family, neighbors, community, private membership, a kiss my butt, of Amish, of whatever the hell, you know, the Amish, man, they'd be all over smartphones now if you could do this, you know. So this is what we're talking about, you know. I want to make sure that I'm very clear, and if I bitch about it enough to enough of the, you know, Sterling Luhans out there, then what's going to happen? I'll start getting, you know, some feedback on this stuff as being a happening. And why it's not is interesting to me. So before you go, I want to hear that. Why isn't this a focus? Why have not you focused on this? Why? What? Why? What, you guys didn't have enough money you made from crypto before? I know a lot of you guys have tons of money. Yeah, but we're wanting to, so I can make even tons more. I'm going, and fortunately, at least the Liberty community took their crypto and did a lot of good things with it, which is what scared the crap out of the man. And I remember it was the first Anarchapoco, I think it was, that we were at. And the biggest thing that the infiltrators and Spot the Fed people, you know, what they wanted to know, well, how are you going to do your taxes? Which is what Andreas Antonopoulos said. We got to voluntarily comply and be good little citizens and pay our tax on the gains of, yeah, you let me know how it works out. You know, but then we had them at Anarchapoco in Mexico. They were there and they wanted to know how you're going to do the taxes, and they wanted to know if the Ron Paul Levolution is going to take this newfound we made bank, because crypto started in 09. It was going into 12, and they thought we were going to spend all the money either on Ron Paul or Rand Paul. That all this freedom money, we're out there being all freedom, that we're going to overwhelm the election process, and a lot of us didn't freaking care. It wasn't about that. It's not about voting. It was about the message that Ron Paul, how long we could keep them up on the podium. So they missed it. They didn't get it. So now that we have these resources to do this, I'm asking Sterling, because I know you are one of the guys that are doing it, is why this hasn't been the target. Why? Explain it to me.
Yeah, it's a really simple answer. It's because it's too hard. Right? It's too hard because the government has been very aggressively coming after anybody who in crypto is doing anything even moderately antagonistic to its ecosystem, right? Case in point, the Tornado Cash developers, those guys right now are under charges and potential indictment, right, for creating an application. Same thing as the Silk Road case. Ross created a website. These guys created a decentralized application, and now they're probably looking at some serious prison time. So one of the reasons...
For what? Why? Because they... First Amendment, you know, is freaking code. I mean,
bullshit.
What?
Yeah.
Well, then how do we do it in development if we don't need to know who they are? You know, anonymous of Bite Me. You know, dark wallet of, Cody and what's his name? Tamir or
whatever. Amir Taki. Yeah, no, it's doable, right? You just have to do it and be quiet about it. But I don't think these guys were anticipating that they were going to end up getting arrested and going to prison possibly by the United States government, especially since they're not even U.S.
They could have asked me. I would have told them.
So, yeah, let me expand on my point here, though, especially as it pertains to the business that I was helping run with CryptoMex and CryptoSpace. So the reason that we did what we did is because even though we were working within the context of the quote-unquote system, we were still in the business of pissing those off, pissing those folks off, and also fighting back against the system, because we were helping exit people from using the dollar, and that's what they didn't like. So even if you're playing within the system, we look at it as just playing a game, kind of like a game of chess, to get people out of the fiat ecosystem by getting them into crypto. That was a big part of the business. So even if you're playing within the system, you're still in a way fighting back against them. But yes, you're right in the sense that that doesn't work if you're actually trying to build a long-term sustainable business, right? Because they're just going to crush you. But we saw it as fighting the good fight. So, and one of the, and again, the problem of working in these other markets kind of underneath the cover of light is exactly what I mentioned. They're just so aggressive going after people, not even people that are local or or U.S. nationals, but even overseas. And we saw that in the case of BitMEX, right? Arthur Hayes and those guys who were letting people use their BitMEX platform, even though their company was headquartered in the Seychelles on the islands. So they ended up getting charged criminally for violating anti-money laundering laws, et cetera. So I think what's going to have to happen here is just a mixture of the things that we talked about, Ernie, a continuation of people trying to build stuff that opens up a market for normal, everyday people, right? And then also the critical mass of folks involved in using cryptocurrency as a currency, plus creating new governance jurisdictions for people to experiment with whatever form of market they want
to, without
being interrupted at all by any kind of government.
Not just offshore, off planet. You know, a server on CubeSats of, you know, you got 60 satellites of, you got a latency of a little bit of, I don't care, you know. And you mesh networking of off the mountaintops of, that probably won't work either. You're going to need, the government's going to have to come out with their, you know, freaking ion cannons to shoot out, you know, whatever the hell. But it's always an arms race, you know, for just information. And when you're talking about these guys, well, they did this thing and they're on the, you know, off the coast in the country of the, they're still on the planet. I mean, you know, or it's not decentralized enough, or it's not noted enough, or it's, if we haven't learned by now, these people are too stupid to do it. If they come up and they come to me, well, we're going to, I go, you're too stupid. Well, you don't know how to do it. I'm a blockchain super sleuth. If I know, I don't give a shit. You're too stupid because you're doing it this way, and I guarantee what's going to happen. Don't waste my time. You know, they did El Salvador, and all of a sudden that was a big thing. That was in the, woo, the government of El Salvador, woo, and the government of El Salvador has got a government of El Salvador wallet for your crypto of government of El Salvador. And I'm going, oh, I'll work out, you know, and immediately that went to crap. So I'm just going, what did you think was going to happen? Don't be stupid. I'm going to say that a lot, Sterling. You know, don't be stupid.
I don't blame you.
Because this is stupid. They start doing this stuff. Oh, look, I go, stupid. Ernie says you're stupid. Well, Ernie's stupid. Nah. So, now, if I'm calling you stupid and I'm stupid, then you're really stupid.
Right? Hey, you're exactly right. I mean, I stick to my point that I speak from firsthand experience. It's not worth it in the long run. You end up burning through capital and energy, and you have a ton of stress because you're having to deal with the banking situation, and then you have the regulations that you have to follow, and then you have to learn how to, like, interact in that system and learn their antiquated rules. It's really, really challenging. And it's also, again, you're just basically spinning your wheels.
Are you familiar with Cordle? Cordle, you ever heard of Cordle?
I have heard of them, but I'm not intimately familiar with the project, no.
Q-O-R-T-A-L. And they've addressed an entire internet, you know, payment system, a chat, messaging. I mean, they're building a internet replacement off of their system, you know, off of DNS. So I'm going, okay. And then there's social networking. You know, Dan Dix uses them a lot, Bastion, Bastyon. And so we're, you know, working with them on developing exactly this. I'll go, well, I'm not doing it if I can't embed IPFS to do and I got and it never goes away of content of this video no longer is available because I can't do that. Then why am I doing it? So they do it, and I go, okay, cool. So we can start doing that. Then we have Cordle. They're coming online. Got people all excited, but it hadn't got the grandma on just button yet. But it's doing it with a market, and it's use various different currencies, including Quart, and you know, a bunch of others. Doesn't matter. They have their wallet and so on. But it's these totally decentralized. There is no brick and mortar place. This is what, if you're doing that, got a headquarters of an LLC, of the, you know, you're having board of directors, a quarterly meeting kind of stuff, stupid. You know, I mean, why did you structure that? Well, the government, oh, it's a government thing. Well, shit. Well, I guess we got to do it then. You know, I just, oh, seriously? We haven't learned by now? And I'm going, yeah. And I'm going to be on Sterling's ass. Because Sterling, freaking, from firsthand experience, ought to freaking know better. And when I see Sterling going off on something, it's because somebody showed up with a bunch of cash and a bunch of quick money-making. We're kind of, Sterling, we need your name to do. And I'm going, ah, caught you. You did it again. You know, stop. Feel me?
I think he'll, yeah, I feel you. I think he'll really like the project that we're working on now. Of course, it's a... I mean, pieces of it have already been built. I'll send you some links and stuff. You can look more into it maybe next time we go into more detail.
I'm all over it. You, whatever you need, you're going down this line, I'm your biatch, man. I'm your media bitch. I mean, whatever you need, we're going to put, because here we go.
Let's
our thing is occupy the land. I can see that you'll own nothing, and here's your happy shot. Well, Donna and I, we're finishing up the Love Bus Liberty Tour. I'm up at Derek's in Maine right now. We're building different equipment for our build in Arizona. I'm just finishing today, you know, a big trommel for soil separation of the dough, whatever. And then we're making a brick maker. We're making. We got to buy a tractor, and we got to buy. And then it's too freaking hot in Arizona, is one thing. So we get back there, you know, before Halloween and, you know, holidays start with grandkids and all that kind of stuff. We start developing the land out in the desert. We're just out in the desert. Can I do it out in the desert here, boss? Can I have permission slip if I get to live and do this? No, you're not allowed. Well, there's going to be a bunch of challenge on that. But the point is that how do I do commerce and food with people? You know, how do I trade and barter and communicate? Well, they're going to do exactly what they do to all you guys. He's out there acting like he's free and got his own land and growing his own food and, you know, homeschooling kids and making sure that he's not in on our grid. And he's got all solar and rainwater. And he sure as shit can't do that. You see my point? So I need to have a communication, a network, a storage, and be able to disseminate what's happening in video, you even fundraising or support or not. Or that. But I'm not willing to freaking brown nose the man for a permission slip that they're not going to give me anyway. So I'm just like, you know, yep. I've been doing this for decades, Sterling, since the end of the 80s. I'm the OG guy. And I've seen the progression of this stuff. And when crypto and blockchain came available in 09, we understood what it meant. Because I remember in 1988, you go, was it Nakamoto Institute or whatever, they got this up. I had them on, and they remember this letter. They had it on their site. And it was an article that we would publish in the newspaper in the mid-90s. And what it was, from crossbows to cryptography. Do you remember that article? Pull it up. You know, just put in from crossbows to cryptography and see if it'll come up. And I'll tell you what it's about, and this is how we do it.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now. Call at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. The road leading out of Burning Man in Nevada is reportedly still muddy, but starting to dry. Thousands of people have been stuck at the event located in the desert after torrential downpours caused muddy conditions there. Organizers noted the mud made the main road into and out of the event site impassable. The mass exodus from the event site has begun as a slow but steady process this week. The wildfires that ravaged Maui, now fully contained after almost a month. The blaze devastated the historic town of Lahaina and killed at least 115 people. It's estimated to have burned 2,170 acres of land. As of Friday, over 380 people remained unaccounted for. Local authorities are saying they will release a new list of names each Friday to update the loved ones of those who remain missing. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
What's the question? You're listening to Ernest Hancock.
Welcome back to Declare Your Independence with me, Ernest Hancock, on the Free Talk Live Network. We are finishing up our conversation with Sterling Lujan, an expert professional, been doing it a long time, cryptocurrency, blockchain technology, and all the goodies that can come with that. But the entire industry diverted into compliance with the man under the promise of something, and that was a mistake. But fortunately, now that people have had a decade, more than a decade, to get all experted up, get their, 10,000 hours in to be able to, make the blockchain sing, now it's time that we get into the real solution that was the promise from the beginning, to not interface with governments, with fiat currencies, to use it as database surveillance tools of the man. This was the whole point and the promise for a lot of us libertarian, voluntarists, leave me aloneist, anarchist, whatever, the liberty community, that we saw the potential. Well, now we're getting back to it, and that's what this conversation has been about. And now we can, finish up and wrap up the conversation with Sterling Lujan, that has seen the light, and he's always been a good guy. I really enjoy him and his wife. And I met with him several times around the country and the world as we go to these various different Bitcoin, blockchain, cryptocurrency events. And you can see from my perspective, from an old guard guy, it's been around in the Liberty community for a long time, whenever empowerment, being from fax machines to email, from printing press to, you know, Substack. I mean, you know, to Twitter. All of this stuff, you can see in every single case, they want to take away the decentralized nature of it, that it's replicated, that it, the data is not censorable or editable or can go away or be deplatformed. These were the heady days of the 90s. And then you saw controls starting to come in. Cryptocurrency, when it hit in 09 or so, we became aware of it. We knew what this meant. It was going, here we go. But from the beginning, they incentivize. You know, it's all carrot and stick. You want to know what you get more of in a society? You see what's incentivized, what's, you know, subsidized, what's supported, what's allowed, what's permitted, what's encouraged. You know, and you want to see what you're going to get less of? It's what's punished. So when you punish innovation and productivity with, oh my goodness, you made more money, you got a progressive income tax, and they come after you more, you know, it's just, oh, what do you think is going to happen? So when you have things that are dissuaded and discouraged, like productivity and creating jobs and making money and being productive, that's punished. What's supported and subsidized is inactivity, dependency, disability, sitting on your butt. You know, this is, it's amazing. And now that we have the technology that we can bypass this, that we can just leapfrog over this, we can create our own communities, our own payment systems, our own information, you know, and bypass the propaganda and censorship of what is centrally controlled. This is just the beginning. It's the concept, it's the realization that it can be done. And we, what we're talking about now, as we end this segment, is, and this interview, is that from the early on in my awareness, you know, in my 20s, that I look back and I remember all of these concepts have been discussed. And if you research the revolutionary writings of the founding fathers and mothers and wives and children and soldiers writing back and so on, you get a little bit deeper, you can see the reason, the why. Why were they doing this? It was for a cause of liberty, for freedom. Leave me aloneism. We want to be, the only purpose of government is to defend individual rights. If it's not doing that, it's time to alter or abolish. It's your right. It's your duty. That's Declaration of Independence. The purpose of government, defense of individual rights. And if they're not doing it, then why are they there? What's the point? To enslave me? To have monopoly on force? The central power to kick my butt? You know? So this is an interesting conversation I wanted to share with you, all the great conversations I had this week. And you go to declareyourindependencewithErnestHancock.com or go to Freedoms Phoenix, Freedom with an S, Phoenix, Phoenix.com. And at the top right, you'll see the icon, that banner that goes into the show. So there's a lot of great shows that I can't share with you on just, you know, one evening a week. But we do a lot. So you go and check it out and enjoy the rest of this conversation with Sterling Luhan. But I'm not willing to freaking brown nose the man for a permission slip that they're not going to give me anyway. So I'm just like, you know, yeah. I've been doing this for decades, Sterling, since the end of the 80s. I'm the OG guy. And I've seen the progression of this stuff. And when crypto and blockchain came available in 09, we understood what it meant. Because I remember in 1988, you go to, was it Nakamoto Institute or whatever, they got this up, I had them on, and they remember this letter. They had it on their site. And it was an article that we would publish in the newspaper in the mid-90s. And what it was, from crossbows to cryptography. Do you remember that article? Pull it up. You know, just put in from crossbows to cryptography and see if it'll come up. And I'll tell you what it's about, and this is how we do
it now. Yep, I'm on the Nakamoto Institute. Chuck Campbell.
Okay, from crossbows to cryptography, Nakamoto Institute. Yep, there it is. Okay. So I show you this here. Boom. Now, what this was about, this November 87, okay? The whole thing comes down to this. Of course the king outlawed crossbows. Because the farmers, they just pull it out from under the straw in their ox cart, put a bolt through the knight's chest, and go back to farming. You know? Boom. They had the ability to defend it. It was like a Second Amendment thing. Well, cryptography, they saw the ability for people to be private in their communications and transactions. Of course the king is going to make that illegal. For the same reasons they made crossbows yep. illegal to the peasants, you know, and the serfs in the medieval times. So they go, you know, from crossbows to cryptography, techno-thwarting the state. It's the same thing. So we're going, look, this concept of you have the ability to do exactly what we're talking about, they were talking about this in 87. So as young activists, libertarians, we understood what we were up against. If they can, they are.
Nice.
Okay? So this was the beginning for us when you started going into PGP encryption in the early 90s. You know, Zimmerman was going on about that. Then you had,
Tim May.
I'm sorry?
Timothy May. Those guys. Right. This Eric Hughes, cypherpunks. Yeah. This is really interesting. I think I had heard about this article, but I had never actually read it.
No, it's worth the read. You know, it's like, you know, it's amazing. You know, before there were cattle prods, governments tortured their prisoners with clubs and rubber hoses. Before there were lasers for eavesdropping, governments used binoculars and lip readers. I mean, it's just the same as technology thing. So it's a race. I feel like we're in a race. And we finally have caught up with crypto. We got ahead of them, and we're allowing them to catch up because we were trying to interface with them. That was a huge mistake. But after about 10 years, what happens? You get into Malcolm Gladwell's, you know, thing about you get into 10,000 hours, you become an expert on something. You know, so now we're in the so like a decade later, all the blockchain guys got their 10,000 hours in so they can start doing it. They can start. We're in that point now. And I'm going, okay, where are these guys? They got their brains hijacked. It was like, you know, the COVID, the lockdown, the mind screw of whatever the hell they did to us, and that it stopped the innovation of getting ahead of them because, of course, crossbows to cryptography. It doesn't matter. If you have a technological ability to resist, they're going to come after you and make an example of you. And this 40-year-old freaking article demonstrated that, and it got blazing in my cortex, and I never forgot it.
Yeah, nice. I mean, one of the things we didn't mention that's also a problem, we're still going on this, but the fact that all these major institutional investors kind of came into the crypto space,
yep.
That speaks to your point about sending people a different direction, but it also speaks to the point of a lot of the folks who came with that movement aren't really interested in our principles and philosophy. They don't really see freedom. They don't really see they see crypto and they see dollar signs.
Yep.
Right. They see quick money. They're not really concerned about the
freedom is not the answer to their
liberty implications. No.
No, that's not where they're at. All right, man, we'll wrap it up on there. You don't need me yelling at you anymore. You know? We're talking, you know, the next, I'll just leave the stream going on, guys, because our next guest is Barry Kerwin, that is a good friend that I met at an Acapulco, him and his now wife, that is in Ireland, and they're trying to kill all the cattle. You know, they're going to, got to save the planet, no more cows. And I'm like, well, where am I going to get my Kerrygold butter? You know, what the hell? So this is, you know, it's amazing what's happening. He's in a land Supreme Court battle, you know, for his land that's been generational, hundreds of whatever the heck. I mean, it's just amazing. And the reason that he went to Acapulco initially, God, a decade ago, was because of all this stuff. He's like, there's got to be something that somebody somewhere that's not trying to integrate in the system. I mean, you know, somewhere. Oh, there he is. You got to say hey. Okay, wait. We'll end it with him. All right, come on, Barry. Can I hear you? Give me your video. All right, Barry, go ahead and give me your video, man. Barry. Now, he probably just came on early just to get on. But the, you know, this is, he's one of us, definitely. one of us. And we have a one of us or a bunch of us all around the world. You know, Sterling knows this. He's friends with all of them. You know, and cryptocurrency, but everybody speaks English. Do they speak, you have to converse in other languages, or is most everybody their, you know, second, you know, pretty good language, English?
Yeah, pretty good language, pretty strong English existence in the crypto space. Most everyone speaks English fluently, even if they're from, let's say, South Korea, for example.
You know, I appreciate us spending the time. I'm hoping you get to say hey to Barry real quick. But, you know, this is the solution, even to a lot of the problems that Barry and I are going to be discussing internationally. And I'm just, I'm amazed that it's not the it is for guys at Cordal and Bastion and IPFS, you know, that's kind of pulled away from Filecoin, just the protocol. They're just doing it. We're just doing it, you know, been doing it for years. And, you know, a lot of other people that are taking this tact also, different festivals, different, you know, I don't think the Rainbow people are, you know, got a whole bunch of bank accounts. I have no idea. But
right.
The mindset in the crypto space, an anarchist like Sterling, people that understand firsthand dealing with the man, and they're still trying to interface with him, I have to understand what the shit is going on. So I don't even care, don't want to know. Sterling, you, other people, you're going down this road. We got resources, help, and examples to be able to participate in it that we've already demonstrated that we're doing. Pirates Without Borders with the promotion of decentralization of everything. Agorist.market, blackmarketfridays.com. All this is to promote that. And then who's on our team? Bunch of people, including James Corbett. Corbett says something, boom, they go look. Okay? So when you're ready, let me know, and we'll go down this road, and then watch the shit show if you guys get shot and arrested and blown up or whatever. But, you know, it's, but we're going to make them make you and make them say it. Make them say it! Okay?
I love it.
All right, man.
I'll get you that list, and I'll check out all the stuff that you have going on and with, especially with AgriMarket and your partners there.
Well, we're really going towards, oh, I didn't even show you this. All right. I got to pull it up for Barry anyway. Okay.
Sure.
OccupyTheLand.org. This is what Donna and I are building in Arizona.
Oh, wow. Nice.
So this is
like,
yeah, we built a prototype on the smaller domes in Washington last summer. We're here getting you, and I figured out what equipment I need to make it go a lot faster, you know. And I don't give a crap, dome, not dome, that's not the point. The reason the dome is because the least amount of material to enclose the most space, and it was cheaper, you know. And I'm going, well, I can do this. They go, it was so spaceshipy, my wife is always, you better have wood inside, you know, that kind of crap. But so I'm dealing with this. It may be a little bit different, but that's generally the floor plan of our home in North Phoenix, because we really like the way that we had that work. On the right is the master bath and closet, and then with the bedroom, and then that far back one is my studio, and then the main room, and then the guest house, and then a garage. And then you got to have my VTOL get flying car kiss my ass. You know, that's just the way it is. But the, you know, so this is what we're doing. Now, I, you know, my thing is, I don't really care, you know, do domes, do a teepee. I don't give a crap. All right? You do a teepee, you know, put your bus in a thing. Doesn't matter to me. Don't care. That's not the point. It's occupy the land. It says they don't want you on the land. They do not want you being able to homeschool, grow your own food, having a community that you don't need them. They don't want you to have your own. So this is where we're at. Okay? All right, there's Barry. Barry, say hey to Sterling Lujan. I want him to, you know, touchy-feely space on you and say, yo, what's up? There you go. Yeah,
hey,
we're going to get Barry.
Hey, Adam, how are you doing?
Yeah, doing quite well. We just got through with a nice long talk.
Yeah, he got yelled at, you know.
That's all right. Pop a hand. That's expected.
You know, well, this is, you know, we'll get right to Barry. I just wanted you guys to say, because Barry's a freedom fighter. You know, in Ireland, I met at an Acapulco, and it's just been so universal and global. And when he got married during lockdown, you know, we couldn't go. And I'm so pissed. You know, this is the man, and a lot of people had dead relatives. A lot of tragedies happened at home, couldn't travel. It's kind of, you know, and now they're wanting to do it again. Oh, seriously.
Hey, Barry, nice to meet you. I'm going to have to jump, Ernie. Thank you so much. And Barry, let's get each other's contact info. Ernie can set us up.
Yeah, no, I'm gonna, sure. You guys need to get hooked up.
Okay.
Peace, man. Talk to you later, Sterling. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks. Cheers, brother.
Bye. Another interesting and informative interview, was it not? That I love sharing these with you guys, but I just want everyone to understand we're definitely at the end of the beginning, you know. I don't know about the beginning and the end, but it's the end of the beginning. And what is coming? There is coming an understanding, an enlightenment of a lot of people. The living on the dole, sitting back, collecting a paycheck from the sweat of another's brow. These are all the kinds of things a lot of great writers have, you know, brought up over millennia of how societies go down. It's not the value of productivity, of work, of creating. And if you can create a device or a robot or artificial intelligence to do everything for you, you know, cool. But you got to be careful of what it takes away from being a human being. You know, the accomplishment, the biofeedback. You know, that's a good example. There was a gentleman I interviewed that was very wealthy. He invented a medical procedure or device. He had a problem with his wife. He was kind of a Yankee ingenuity, make it happen kind of guy, and it was a difficult birth, and there was, you know, a device, and, you know, I can't even remember what it was, but it made it a lot. Oh, it was a speed in doing a blood analysis or something on them at what stage of pregnancy, and it took so long, and he saw it threatened his wife's life, and he was like, oh, no, we can make this better. This needs to be a lot better, a lot faster, and he actually created it. Now, of course, he had to go through a bunch of the man crap, but he made a great deal of money. But he was very concerned in maximizing his own personal performance in his mind and body. So during this process, he had the resources to do it. What he did is he started shooting. And I'm like, where did this shooting thing come into this? Because he needed a way to measure his cognitive ability, his accuracy, his connection between his mind and his motor skills. There was some, you know, metric that he could have that would tell him if he was concentrating, if he was able to master his body. And one of the ways was shooting, because it had immediate feedback, biofeedback. You pull the trigger, you take, because he's very regimented in how he shot. You know, we were at a shooting class, you know, that's where we met, and a friend had an expert come and teach us a lot about shooting and so on, and he was a participant in that. And it was very mechanical. He went down, he'd do the exact same thing every time, the way he was breathing, the way he squeezed the trigger, the way he used the scope, that everything. And he was very good, but what he got out of it was immediate biofeedback. Ding, ding, ding. And, you know, or the target would get the holes in the bullseye. So it was, for him, it was, how can I make use of some kind of feedback that I can get to where I can understand I'm doing it right. You know, I'm mastering my, do you master your domain? I mean, you know, that was kind of his mindset. And it was amazing in the conversation of how he worked on his physical performance, his strength, his speed, everything. It was all about fine-tuning his body. I remember he did what he called Spartan exercises. It's like you just do, you know, 5, 10, 15 minutes of burpees or something. It's, you know, real intense workout, get your heart rate way up, and you're done. You know, that was, you know, one of his techniques to maintain his fitness. But it was interesting to talk to him of all the things he was capable of doing, all of the things that he could build and buy and enjoy in life. He wanted to focus on the maximization of his mind and his body. and he saw, you know, shooting was just, you know, one. You know, I'm trying to think of another one that would be even better or different or the same, or, you know, I'm sure there's things out there, you know, different gaming and stuff that you could do, but to actually have in the physical world that you can do and control your breathing and your motor skills and your concentration and your steadiness and ding, you know, you got the bullseye. So this is the kind of thing that you look into the future. What is the positive reinforcement, the biofeedback? What bell are you get? What ding do you get? What in the bullseye do you get? Well, it's all over the place. The there is no bullseye. It's just preference. Violate someone else's self-esteem with a bad meme and lose 50 points. You have a what's rewarded. Oh, you made a bunch of extra money. Oh, IRS needs more of that then, you know. This is the kind of thing that we kind of focus on, and you want to see what's the future going to be, what's rewarded, what positive feedback do you get on your actions and things that you do, and what's punished. If you take the time to sit down with your children and educate them, you're serious about the future. You're to the point that you're willing to have one of the spouses will take the time to teach a grandparent. You do apprenticeships. You work on this, and you get positive feedback. Better, well-rounded, mature, confident, because they're competent in something, children. Well, is that rewarded or is that punished? And if it's punished, you know, what is rewarded by the state? Compliance, silence, sit in your chair, shut up. You know, we got to give you special chemicals, you know, because you realize that, you know, school's boring and you got legs. And I'm walking over here. I'm going over here. I'm talking over here. Nope, not allowed. Got to conform to the norm of everybody else. So this is what you'll hear a lot about on this show. Is that we're emphasizing what should be rewarded, well, at least tolerated. I mean, you know, innovation, productivity, inspiration, you know, actually getting stuff done and making life better for everyone. Well, hope you enjoyed the show this week. I really appreciate you guys listening, certainly through my rant to the end. Hey!
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.